Hello everyone, it's John Leeming here with a rather special edition of The Organist Encores. In the past few weeks, two of the stalwarts of the theatre organ world have passed away. Frank Hare, who was founder and long-time custodian of the Theatre Organ Club in the north of England, and Jim Buckland, mastermind and creator of the Worthing Wurlitzer in the south. Now, I'm sure much will be said and written about these two formidable gentlemen over the next few months, and I'm going to start here by devoting this edition to Jim Buckland in music and in some of his own words. Well, we've just heard Robert Wolfe opening the programme on the Worthing Wurlitzer, so let's carry on with one of the most frequent visitors to that instrument, Phil Kelsall, with the Hawaiian Wedding Song. Twice a year in concert at Worthing for 35 years. No mean achievement there for Phil Kelsall at the Assembly Hall Wurlitzer. Now, Jim Buckland's background was in electronic engineering, and it was his fascination with electronic organs, in particular the Hammond organ, that led him towards theatre pipes. And a few years ago, I recorded a chat with Jim over a convivial lunch, and he told me how that interest led him towards the theatre pipe organ.
And around 1961, 62, was the heyday of the electronic organ made theatre style. There were the big names around then, and there were demonstrations all over the place, and I joined the Brighton Hammond Organ Society about 1961, and they asked me if I'd become president, and I stayed president till we wound it up in 1983, and you could watch the organ world growing from that. One of the things we did, we put on was the first multiple organist show at the Dome.
I remember it well.
And it was Robin Richmond, George Blackmore, Bobby Pagan, and Douglas Reeve.
Yes.
And I think that was the first ever, and it filled the Dome to capacity.
Yes.
And my biggest problem on that day was to keep them all sober. And so, at the side of the Dome stage is a big dressing room at stage level. So we equipped that with all the grub we could find and all the safe booze, and we stopped them going out at lunchtime.
I can imagine the problem. Anyway, the concert was a sellout success, but it led to greater things. Now, older listeners will remember a very colourful character by the name of Ralph Bartlett, who was General Secretary of the Theatre Organ Club at the time. Jim continues.
At that concert, 1975, Ralph Bartlett came up to me at the end and he said, "Do you want a Wurlitzer organ?"
Well, that was the 10-rank organ in Buckingham Town Hall, which became the basis of the Worthing Wurlitzer. Let's hear a track by Ernest Broadbent, one of Jim's favourite organists of yesteryear, playing that 10-rank organ shortly after its Worthing launch in the early 1980s.
Thank you.
Ernest Broadbent with a selection of continental melodies, Saint-Cyr Paris, La Ronde, and from Italy, Love's Last Word is Spoken. Ernest was one of a number of the old and bold who gave their swan song performances at Worthing. Others were George Blackmore and Bobby Pagan. That didn't mean that Jim ignored younger organists, though. It sometimes took him a while to be convinced of their merits, but he was always keen to find new quality players. An early visitor there was young David Williams, who laid down a number of tracks for the organist entertains at Worthing, and here's one of them. David Williams sounding relaxed at the Worthing Wurlitzer back in the 1980s with Stairway to the Stars. Now, Jim was determined to make the Worthing Wurlitzer a showpiece instrument, but it wasn't all plain sailing.
So what I did was put all the high-quality engineering stuff I could into the construction of the organ so that it was in a fit state to do what we wanted to do afterwards. Well, it didn't quite work out. And so when we opened, it was nowhere near what I wanted, and it was the tremolos were bad. And it wasn't until Lynn Larson came along in the early 80s, and he did some voicing for me on that visit of when it was a 10 rank organ, that it started to get anywhere. And at the time, I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But of course, when I finally extended it and made it bigger, I realised it wasn't. It was a 10 rank organ. It had some superior qualities, but it certainly wasn't the eye opener I wanted.
The work, nevertheless, began to bear fruit, and here's another young player of the day, Geoffrey Solomon, celebrating his COS Ian Sutherland Award at the Worthing Console with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Geoff Solomon there back in 1989. Well, one of the major events of the 1980s was the first performance of Rex Khoury's Concerto for Orchestra and Wurlitzer Organ, which Jim commissioned especially for the musical life of Worthing. Well, that event made him realise that the organ as it stood couldn't really hold its own against a full symphony orchestra, and so he embarked upon a process of enlargement, controversially dismembering the former Wurlitzer from the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool in order to create a new solo organ chamber and increasing the number of ranks from 10 to 22. It was a slow process to get it right.
And incredibly, that solo chamber took 10 years to build. It's unbelievable. And then we opened, as you know.
Yes.
Again, to an unhappy situation, because it was nowhere near what I wanted.
It's quite a big project.
And we played about until Lynn finally came over a few years later, and he said to me, he was sitting at the console playing, and he said to me, "I want to come over and voice this organ." He said, "It's got everything you want." And that was the start of it. And he brought Terry Cleave and Bob Swaney with him. And we were fortunate in getting a week where there was nothing on in the theatre. And so we did the first step. And the next stage was in the following year, where we had another week. And we went through everything. And it involved big jobs like moving regulators, moving tremolos, replumbing bits which I thought were perfect, and they weren't. and repositioning ranks. I'd put the oboe rank at the front of the chest against the shutters, one of the chests, where the vox now had to go. So I just changed the two ranks over, and that was all, replumbing it all. And it was a big job. And then off we went.
So the organ we now know as the Worthing Wurlitzer came into being and was launched with a new CD by Ian Flitcroft in 2003. Life is nothing without music was a cornerstone of Jim's philosophy of life, and here Ian pairs it with It's the Talk of the Town. The Talk of the Town, which doubtless it was at the time, from Ian Flitcroft. Another of our younger stars to have been featured several times at Worthing is David Gray, and here he is in concert in 2015 with an expressive version of Deep Night, which really highlights the great richness and warmth of the new Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
The Whirling Whirlets are purring away there with the expert musicianship of David Gray. And now, in up-tempo mode, here's Simon Gledhill. Wow, Cheek to Cheek, paired with Top Hat, White Tie and Tails from Simon Gledhill in 2012. And so we bring to a close a major chapter in British theatre organ history. A chapter not without controversy, but a chapter that has nevertheless created a magnificent musical instrument. One that has acted as an inspiration and example to many others and has drawn accolades from all over the world. Jim may have gone, but the Sussex Theatre Organ Trust continues, and I'm sure we'll go from strength to strength in the expert stewardship of Simon and Caroline Field. Well, I'm going to close the programme with one of the many international stars of the console who have performed there over the years, and this one is the most highly respected of them all, perhaps, Walt Stroney. Who amazed visitors to the Troxy with his display of musicianship earlier this month. Here he is at Worthing in 2007 with a number that was absolutely Jim's favourite piece. So I'll say goodbye for now and let us remember Jim as Walt plays us out with I'm in the Mood for Love.